You know, when I meet the parents, you know, there's one thing I want to do. It's I want to meet the parents.
Do grandma's voice.
Do grandma's voice. Do it, Nick.
When I smoke this weed, it makes me feel like a grandma's boy.
God damn it.
No.
Al Pacino just fucking smoke it. Recast grandma's boy, but with Al Pacino in the role, dude. Yeah.
What are you, some kind of fucking dickhead robot? Dicking around with your fucking computer. I was out there.
Damn, I want to rewatch Grandma's Boy.
I literally rewatched it today with Brandon.
Today?
How about Al Pacino's.
Al Pacino's.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be confused with the actor Michael Penis. So I had to change my name to Al Pacino's.
Al Pacino's. Damn, dude.
I remembered that yesterday when I was driving, and I literally almost lost control of my car.
Yeah, I don't have the Patreon.
Just the Shannon Daughtry line.
I don't have the Patreon. I literally would have re-listened to that part.
Hi, I'm Penis. You may remember me from the movie The Game in Fatal Attraction, where I play a man named David Penis, who is seduced by the actress in a wonderful role, a magnificent role, played by the actress Glenn Penis. by the actress Vagina Close.
Damn, Glenn Close. Really not that hot in that movie.
Working with a scene partner is always interesting because you have to rely on the chemistry. And Glenn, I found to be disgusting. Both in that she has a man's name. And she looks
Dude, Glenn is truly a man's name.
And she looks like a wet whippet.
I never even realized Glenn was a man's name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Glenn.
It's because she's so busted, you never notice it.
She's a cool-looking old lady now.
You know...
She looks like Michael Douglas.
I...
She looks almost exactly like
Glenn. Wouldn't fuck Glenn Close for $1 million!
All right, thank you very much, Al. Thank you for tuning in to Good Morning America. Al Pacino here,
Duke
promoting Graham. The Irishman.
You know, me and Marty were talking, and I wouldn't fuck Glenn Close for $1 million!
Just one of those generic presser junkies. He brings it up every time. So whether you're watching like Entertainment Tonight, whatever you're watching, that's the only clip that they have of him.
You know, me and Marty were just backstage talking about how Glenn Close's pussy probably smells like a teepee after the battle or whatever. She has a disgusting pussy. Her pussy smells like the harbor, Trenton. Like a bunch of trash.
Wow. We really are shock jocks.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Shocking.
It's not funny. It's a bad Al Pacino impression.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
It makes no sense.
I just like screaming.
Yeah, the screaming's good.
Oh, yeah.
The grandma's voice, undeniably hilarious.
Nah, I'm saying you would fuck Glenn Close for $1 million. Al Pacino, feeling the need to tell everybody.
No, and then Stop said it was on the Today Show. That's very funny.
I have a small dick. Yeah. I want to get fucked in my ass. I'm fucking gay.
Fuck me in my ass.
Did she do that?
Strike my dick and fuck me in my ass.
Did she do that song? Like,
no, I love getting sucked off by a guy.
Did she do that song?
Fuck me in my gay ass. I can't wait to get fucked in my ass. In my penis. No. My little penis is way too small.
Did she do that song? song that's like, you gotta be cool, you gotta be something.
Oh, damn, I didn't know she had this many bangers.
Is that Tracy Chapman?
All I know, is I'm fucking gay.
I don't think that's
You gotta be now, you gotta be now.
No, you know what? I don't know if that is
You gotta get
I think it's someone else.
Yeah. There's no way that's her.
But it sounds like her.
That was like, what, 93, 94?
Yeah, same era.
Yeah. Suzanne Vega, big in that time.
No, that she sounds hot.
Yeah, Blood Makes Noise.
That's when Nick and I were in our Lilith Fair phase.
Yeah.
You know, if there's one thing I would enjoy, it's the plow Tracy Chapman like a monster truck driving through a parking lot.
Wow, Al. I didn't realize.
New York Post, men are showing up to the wing and women are pissed.
What the fuck is the wing exactly?
Yeah, deal with that, bitches.
It's where fucking Lena Dunham goes to feel
cool. It's like
cool.
For rich women to like, it's a co-working space. It's like a WeWork for like rich women.
It's a way for rich white women to not be around minorities but pretend.
No, they have a couple of token rich minorities. Yeah. You know, so but, to make it feel intersectional.
Of course. You gotta suck dick.
Obviously a luxury, you know.
It's like a Starbucks a only rich white women can get into. Basically.
There's usually at least one man whenever I visit, says Caitlin Phillips, 29, a member in New York.
I know her.
It's bizarre to choose to occupy. Yeah. It's bizarre.
She's
to,
cool.
Okay.
Wait, do you actually know her?
Or do you want to hear the dumb shit her? That she says?
Just play it, yeah.
No, because it sounds like you want to do the joke, so go ahead.
No,
it. Say you know her.
I know her.
Cool.
Oh, you know her, huh?
I guess we'll come back to this later.
No, finish the quote.
No. I don't want to.
She's nice.
I don't want to read it anymore.
I don't want to read the fucking quote.
You know, I heard you suck penis.
I could do that. Yes. I also eat my own ass.
I can eat my own ass for you,
I also
sir.
Eat my own assholes. Mm-hmm. And I would like to do that for you.
For you, I can eat my own ass.
For
sir.
You, I could bring you. I could bring your steak.
You gotta fuck.
Oh
damage.
Yeah, that's right. He gets into the mafia by stakes.
Yeah, that movie rocks.
That movie rules.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've got a fat
What's
that, ass.
Tuesday.
You fuck me in my big fat
ass.
Yeah,
you should be fine on a Tuesday.
My ass is too fat.
So we'll pick up Brandon and then go.
Okay.
Because he's doing your show, right?
I don't know how to wipe my ass because I can't reach it. I can't get my head in my crack, so I go around my doo-doo, stinking up my fucking ass.
Very good, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy. That's really good. Listen, normally we would hate that, but Neo was just in here talking about fucking kids or whatever, whoever the fuck.
I got a big fat ass.
Oh, I have an idea for
a song. Even
can I have the beep button?
No, you can't.
Please.
No,
sorry.
No,
don't
I have an idea.
Don't even think about touching that
Which
button.
Is this one?
Keep your finger on the fucking button.
No, sorry.
Idiot.
Okay. I'm a lover. I'm a mother. That was my idea.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Merited.
That song fucking sucks. Your song sucks.
This is a Tracy Chapman diss track.
Adam's gay. That song sucks.
Fuck Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon a bitch and he a fag. Beat his fucking ass. If I see Nick Cannon, he's getting fucked up.
Oh, fuck. Damn, yeah. Tracy Chapman ate his ass up.
Damn, dude. she lit his ass up.
Tracy got his ass, dude.
Where you should
Nick
go then?
Cannon, a bitch.
Huh? And we're back on Good Morning America, but Tracy Chapman, Tracy Chapman, and Al Pacino.
Now, Tracy, have you heard anything about how trash Glenn Close's pussy is?
You know what would be nice is if you licked my ass. I've always wanted to get my ass licked.
De Niro style, if you catch my drift.
Mm. I could do that for you. I also lick asshole.
Tracy.
Now I want to get some pussy.
She was a lesbian, right?
Yeah.
I always assumed
I can't
she
wait
was.
To get pussy. I can't wait to stick my pussy on your pussy. And then we can rub our pussies. You can fuck me in my pussy, and then I can fuck you in your pussy.
Yeah.
Wow, I love understanding lesbian sex.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
You can fist me in my pussy, and then I can punch you in your pussy too, and we can punch each other's pussies.
That is how they do it. They do be doing it that way.
I want to fuck Baby Yoda.
What's cool?
I can't wait to fuck Baby Yoda. I want to put his ears in my pussy.
Don't Big you ass fucking ears. Touch him. Yeah. You fucking...
You fuck Tony Soprano. Nick Cannon can suck my pussy. You tell that bitch to suck on my tits.
Damn, Tracy Chapman's just fucking flaming people. Just truly got the fucking chopper out. Let the yopper sing.
She got the extendo.
Nick Cannon, a bitch.
30, 30 rounds in the clip.
Going to die, you fat bitch. You're going to die, beans and tortillas.
That's great.
Oh, fuck. All right. All right, folks. Thank you for listening to Cumtown.
Bye.